ABC at Central Victoria. Don't forget, if you'd like to know what's happening across our region, Graham Nix will be joining us with the latest in news across Central Victoria in 10 minutes. But another way you can get your news is if you've got yourself a CB radio. Remember CB? It was huge, but it's still going strong. The Bendigo Sideband Radio is celebrating 25 years tomorrow. And one of the inaugural members is John Shelton. He's also the current president. And if you are on CB, you'll probably know him as BSB06. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, tell me a little bit about what happened 25 years ago. Why did a mob of people decide it was time to form a club?
Yeah, well, 25 years ago was the legalisation of CB radio. And there were quite a few CB operators in the district. And there were already a couple of CB clubs operating, but they were only on the AM mode. We chose to be on the sideband mode for obvious reasons. It would cover a greater distance, and that's what we were looking for, to talk not just to our own counterparts in our own town, but to talk to people all over Australia and all over the world.
John, I'd love to make an admission now of just how ignorant I am. I work in radio. I'm familiar with FM and AM, but you're saying that your sideband radio was on the sideband and not on the AM band. What are you talking about there?
Yeah, well, it's on 27 megahertz is the frequency we're on. To make it more simply, AM would be called double sideband, and sideband is called single sideband. What actually happens, on the AM mode, you're transmitting on the full part of the band. On sideband, they're splitting the band. And they call it upper sideband and lower sideband. So you're splitting the band in half, virtually.
Oh, okay. Does that mean more frequencies?
Oh, some people, they advertise, the commercial people advertise it as such, but if you're on, say, a given channel, channel 20, and there's people operating close to you around on AM and on upper sideband and lower sideband, it just creates havoc, you know. You can't do that.
Okie doke. Now, so there you are. You've set yourselves up on the sideband at, what did you say, 27 megahertz?
That's right.
And so what have you been doing with that frequency for the last few years?
Well, we've been involved in a lot of things. As I say, the club was formed on this time. There was 21 members at that particular time. And we hold an on-air news service, which is held every Thursday evening at 8 o'clock on 22 lower sideband. And this service has been running now for over 20 years. And last night, the CB service was presented for the 1,114th time. We've also used the CB for communicating with friends, making new friends local and interstate, overseas. Yes, we talk overseas as well. We weren't supposed to, but...
So if your transmitter's big enough, it'll get there, will it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, no, the transmitters are all the same. We're only putting out 12 measly watts of power. But it's all to do with the installation of the a decent sort of an aerial, an antenna.
It's what how you pick it up that counts.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm thinking, for example, the AM station that we've got at Horsham runs, I think, on 150 kilohertz or some kilowatts. So you're pumping out less than a light globe, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's a real challenge. Like the amateur radio operators do it on purpose. They can. Use what power they need or what they want, you know, but they have competitions where they turn the power down to 2 or 3 watts and so you can get a longest contact with the least amount of power.
That's a challenge and a half.
It is.
Now, in media, we're always talking about the actual competition we're getting from all sorts of new ideas. Now, how's sideband radio going as far as, you know, competing with things like internet and computers and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's suffered badly, for sure. There's no doubt about that. There's nowhere near the amount of operators around now that there were, you know, in almost 25 years ago. It was just like, it was chaos. It was very hard to get a channel with no one on it. But now it has died down. The UHF was first to have a crack at us. Like it's a citizens band too, but it took a lot of our operators away, and as have the mobile phones and the computers. So we're sort of we're mingling it all together now with radios, computers, mobile phones, whatever.
And is that right that you actually do some of your broadcasting on the internet now?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we open up a room on the on the internet the Thursday evening to coincide with our CB news service, and we get listeners from all over the world coming in now and saying hello to us on a Thursday evening.
So if there's one thing about members of the Bendigo Sideband Radio Club, they like to try out new technologies.
They certainly do. That's what it's all about.
How are you celebrating tomorrow, John?
Well, it's going to be a great night. It's really to give our past members a chance to come back and meet this new breed of radio and computer enthusiasts and to reflect on what's happened over the past 25 years. We're still getting phone calls of people coming in. There's people coming from Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia and all over Victoria. People just won't stay put. I've stayed in the same place for 25 years, but the biggest challenge was chasing all these people down. And they won't stay still. They keep selling their homes and moving on. One, our actual first president, our original president, it's taken me 20 years to track him down. I knew he went to Darwin, then he came back to Brisbane, and I got in touch with his brother a month ago, and he said, yep, I don't think he'll come, John. He's now teaching English in China.
Oh, grief. Well, maybe he'll tune in and send a message. I'm just fascinated. Some of the members, though, will you actually recognise them without the static in the background with their voices?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll know all the members. I'll know them all. A few have been amazed. They've rang me over the past few weeks, and as soon as they've spoken, I've said their name. You know, how did you know it was me?
Terrific. So it's not all call signs. You all know the names too.
Ah, yeah. Fantastic. You know the voices.
Well, look, congratulations on keeping the club going. And as you say, as you embrace new technologies, it sounds like things will continue for a while longer. John, have a great night tomorrow night. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. John Shelton. And you can probably contact John on 27 megahertz if you'd like to. He's BSB06, president of the Bendigo Sideband Radio Club. And I've also got a telephone number here if you want to use that kind of technology too. 5446 9843. It's 26